Dr. Omar Rahman, director of genetic medicine at the Monroe Meyer Institute, says the algorithm involved was developed for Facebook's facial recognition feature, but its developers realized it could also have a medical application. The app, called Face2Gene, can currently identify some 300 of the more common genetic disorders. Because Rahman and his team have been studying fetal alcohol syndrome, they have a backlog of photographs of children with the disorder, which they use to train the system. He says a program like this is particularly valuable because there are far too few trained geneticists.
The problem is that, you know, not every geneticist has seen every one of those syndromes. And so when you can utilize technology, you have a much better chance of getting to a diagnosis. We can push this out to general providers like pediatricians and family medicine physicians who can then use it to see if the kids look like they have that particular condition.
Rahman adds that this app could lead to more children being diagnosed at young ages, an important option.
Because if you make this diagnosis early, there are some things you can do in terms of how they learn, how the school supports them, how they develop, and end up with a better outcome than if you went along and never knew what the cause was for their issues.
Rahman believes the future for the app is to continue to train it on other syndromes. He says right now it is available free of cost to healthcare providers. For more information, the website is unmc.edu/MMI. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Deborah Newcomb.